5 minutes to help you begin your day. Yes, it's time again for Moments of Melody. Some years ago in the Chicago Daily News, there appeared an article by Dr. Osler, the world-famous physician. It was on the subject of worry. He pointed out that the ocean liners are built in such a fashion that the captain, by pressing a button, can lower steel doors in the hold of the ship to divide it into watertight compartments. Then, even if the hull is pierced in a disaster, only a small portion of the boat can be flooded. In this way, the ship can be kept afloat, even though it has a gaping hole in its side. So said Dr. Osler, in the voyage of life, we should learn how to make doors come down and shut out yesterdays with all their errors and failures. We should learn also to put down another door to shut out the unborn tomorrows, so that we can live for this day alone. As each of us moves into the next bulkhead, we should close the door that will shut out both the past and the future. This is just what the Lord Jesus said to his disciples when he told them to take no thought for the morrow. They were not to worry about the morrow, what they would wear or what they would eat.
Do you bear away the sin and you have no peace within and it seems like your life is but a loss? You can find a sweet relief and a joy for every grief if you leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross. At the cross of Calvary. Jesus is waiting now to welcome you there. He wants to save you and to take all your care.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free. Why then longer walk along, burdened down with sin and wrong, when at Calvary you can be fully free,
fully free.
There is still an open door, do not linger anymore, you can know a life of joy and victory.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross.
And go free.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Well, I said, leave your heavy burden at the cross.
At the cross. At the cross of Calvary. Jesus is waiting now to welcome you there. He wants to save you and to take all your care.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross.
And go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
Oh, sinner, go free.
And now St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Tychicus, a well-beloved brother, a faithful minister and a fellow servant, will tell you all about my present circumstances. This is partly why I am sending him to you. The other reasons are that he may find out for me how you all are getting along, and that he may give you courage. With him is Onesimus, one of your own congregation, well-beloved and faithful too. Between them, they will tell you of conditions and activities here. Aristarchus, who's also in prison here, sends greetings, and so does Barnabas's nephew Mark. I believe I told you before about him. If he comes to you, make him welcome. Jesus Justice, another Hebrew Christian, is here too. Only these few are working with me for the kingdom. But what a help they have been. We've been talking about burdens today. If your burdens are sins, you can leave them at the cross. The Lord Jesus wants to take them all away. And then day by day, cast all your care upon him. He helps you in salvation. He helps you day by day. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother.